staff, students and parents of Skull Raftery in Castlebar are attempting to secure one of the county's first green flags for travel. The Gael Skull has already received green flags for litter, water and energy. And this latest project aims to make children and parents more aware of how children are travelling to school and tries to devise changes that will allow pupils to walk or cycle at least part of the way to and from school daily. Mayo County Council and Onthashka have jointly appointed a Green Flag Travel Officer in the county. That's Aoife Gannon. The initiative was formally launched earlier this week in Skull Raftery, where I spoke to some of the young students involved in the project.
Dugwich is Misha Eilish Nigilahan. Well, it's about travel and we're trying to get more people to walk halfway and go in the car halfway.
When they're coming to school?
Yeah.
And why would you want that, for less cars to be coming to your school every day?
Because it's less cars in the car park and it's less dangerous when you're coming down.
It's Misha Maveney Worry. Well, this year's theme is travel and we're trying to encourage the children when they're going to school to go walk more and go on their bikes. The most thing we're trying to do this year is the park and stride, which is park maybe halfway closer to the school and then walk the rest of the way. And we're trying to do this because it's less air pollution in the air and less dangerous in the car parks. Well, you see, our school is Skull Raftery and it's beside the cinema, and you can park at the cinema or at Lidl, and then but you have to cross the road, and if your parents don't want you to cross the road, there's a private estate close by, and there's a stairs you can go down, and then you can go across, and there's no traffic at all. It's very quiet.
So you seem to have done a lot of research about different ways that you could change how you come to school every day.
Yeah, it's very well. We have a lot of work done so far.
Jordan McCormick. As you know, this year's green flag is travel. And we had an action day on Friday and we went to three different places. We went up to Lidl and we went across to North Thomas and then we went back down to Father Meaton Place. And every teacher brought their class out to them three places and the parents were welcome to come.
And the idea was that you could see how long it would take you to walk as a group to school from those various points.
Yeah. Well, but if you're in a bus, you wouldn't really stop and walk because usually when people come in the bus, they're a long way, they live far away from the school. But a lot of people have come now to be cycling to school and walking to school and car and walk.
And do they complain? You know, do some children say, oh, I'd rather be brought in the car all the way? Or are they quite glad to get a chance to come to school in a slightly different way?
Well, it's sort of half and half. Some children, usually the older children, don't want to walk and stuff. But the younger children, they always want to walk.
And how do you encourage everyone in your school to take part? Because while it looks like a good idea, how do you manage to get everyone to say, this is a good idea, let's give it a go?
Well, every Monday we have an assembly in the hall every Monday morning. And our principal, she talks about the Brattock Gloss every single Monday. So we all have sort of grown onto it.
And it becomes second nature to everyone in Skull Raftery.
Diagwich is Misha Jacko Doherty Arong Winter Garage Skull Raftery.
This is your fourth flag for Skull Raftery. Can you just tell me, would you know what the other three were got for?
I know that the third one was for water and people don't like use too much water and keep their taps on and stuff.
And you got another one for?
Energy.
What did you have to do for that one, the energy one? What did you have to become more aware of?
Well, loads of people keep their lights on during the night and stuff and they're just wasting lots of energy and they keep their computer on and they don't turn their switches off at the computer and television.
So you have one for energy, you have one for water, and I'd say the first one you got, which a lot of schools get, was for what?
It was for litter. Well, and loads of people just, let's say if they're drinking a bottle of water, they might just, when they're finished, they might just throw it onto the grass in our school or something. And
and you wanted to do something about it. What did you do?
Well, we picked all the litter up and threw it into bins and stuff and recycled it.